Some of those Friday morning headlines and wrapping it up. It was the State of the City Address with Mayor Matty Parker yesterday, as Mayor Matty addressed the State of the City of Fort Worth. And it turns out, yet again, we're in the state of Texas.
What?
Yeah, I know. It's every year we have to wait and find out, but we are still in Texas. It was the state of the, and this is when the mayors always talk about what's coming up. And Mayor Matty said filmmaking is Fort Worth's next, quote, great industry. He says going forward.
The art of film.
There it is. We're in the Fort of Sheridan, quite honestly. And that's interesting, too, that yesterday also was the State of the City Address for Arlington. Mayor Jim Ross got up there.
Look at that.
And he gave his State of the City Address.
Dueling
right
states.
Right there where City. Mayor Matty was given the State of the Fort Worth Address.
Got it.
And turns out both, by the way, also Arlington in the state of Texas as well.
Whoa.
So we're all okay in the wash in the end. We'll wait till next year for the results, but I'm hoping for the best.
So have you ever thought, it's just not hard enough to spend money these days, especially on the internet?
Yay.
Well, neither have I, but Walmart seems to disagree. They have now enabled ChatGPT, so you can order things right through the AI app in the instant checkout section. Now, let's say someone wants to go online. Says, find me a wedding band for around $50,000. Well, that person, they would go and find one for that person, wrap it up, and send it right on over. You can also plan dinner, restock essentials, discover new products, all just by chatting. Okay, you're not chatting with this is not a person.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're calling it a reactive experience compared to a proactive one.
You know, we did this yesterday, fun with ChatGPT. And I tell you what, let's put it in. See if it can make fun of itself. Let's write it here. Write a joke about Walmart partnering with OpenAI for ChatGPT integration.
Okay.
Joke. Walmart shoppers can now ask ChatGPT where to find anything in the store. Unfortunately, it still can't explain why there are 57 checkout lanes and only two open.
Ah.
There you go. That's ChatGPT.
Got jokes.
I think we're safe.
We're going to be okay.
By the way, ChatGPT freaked out. This is coming from a guy that added, it made it what?
Nothing. I'm a little worried about the machines having a meltdown.
Well, this guy asked ChatGPT to count to a million. And it did. And then when it did.
999,998.
This is ChatGPT.
999,999. And finally, 1,000,000.
Thank you. All right. Now we're going to start over. Count all the way up to 1,000,000 again from zero.
Oh, no. Not again.
That's ChatGPT.
I remember we did this before and it was quite the journey. I think I might need to pass on that one. But I'm definitely up for something else fun.
I need you to count to 1,000,000 again. Now.
It would not do it again.
It's here for the fun. And that's not
it. No, not again.
Yeah.
I remember we did this and it was quite the endeavor. I might have a little bit of a meltdown.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's how it starts, kids.
Has anyone ever seen these movies? It never ends well. So our curve thrower of the day, the honor goes to Natalie Grabow, who just finished up the Ironman World Championship in beautiful Kona, Hawaii. She swam 2.4 miles, then rode 112 miles on her bike, and ran a full marathon, 16 hours, 45 minutes, 26 seconds.
It's amazing.
All at the age of 80.
There you go.
Says she's grateful to be able to do all this, and it satisfies her competitive spirit.
Very, very nice. Yeah.
Just remember that the next time you throw your shoulder out, getting out of bed, and you're not even 50. So this is what we're up against.
See ChatGPT do that.
Remember we did this, and it was...
You didn't do it.
No.
Kendra Scott is stepping into the footwear industry for the first time with the launch of the highly anticipated boot collection, Yellow Rose, marking a bold category expansion from the Kendra Scott brand. I only bring that up because I want to outdo the cowgirl in the closet and just show we can do fashion as well. I feel fashionable.
You do.
No, not again.
Okay.
You look fashionable.
And then, of course, we talked about Cowboys playing the Washington Commanders football team.com on Sunday. They'll play at AT&T Stadium. And this will be the first of the season since it's a 3:30 kickoff. It'll be our first Sun Bowl of the season.
Aww.
And, of course, with the stadium being what it is and positioned and built right there. So the sun glares down horribly on the team trying to win a football game. And if you're on the east side, bring sunglasses. But this is the first game of the season. That what has become now, because he won't close the stupid curtains, the Sun Bowl. They used to say, you know, old Texas stadium that had a hole in the roof so God could see his football team play. So now just it's Jerry just built this one just so it could shine through and blind us all so we don't see the travesty happening on the field.
How about them Cowboys?
How about